John Ostendorf, District 116 incumbent, Buncombe County Republican Tim Moffitt is the darling of the Republican Party in Raleigh and has rather quickly garnered a significant amount of clout in the House, and there's no question he will seek re-election. But this week, one Democrat let it be known he's running. Tell us about Brian Turner.
Mr. Turner comes from certainly a well-known family in Buncombe County. His family ran Mills Manufacturing in Woodton, still does run the company. They make parachutes under military contract. He's lived here since he was about five. He was actually born in Atlanta, but spent his life in Asheville. I believe he's got an MBA from Wake Forest and was most recently assistant vice chancellor at UNC Asheville. So certainly familiar with the political and the corporate scene in Asheville and Buncombe County.
And it's my understanding that his wife, the two of them run a small business in Biltmore Village.
That's right. Today they run a retail shop in Biltmore. They also have a second business that sells men's soap and shaving cream. That's what he's gotten into since he left UNCA.
Why did Brian Turner decide to run, and how does Turner describe his political leanings?
He told me he decided to run because he wanted to make Asheville and Buncombe County, this region, a better place for his family. He's got a six-year-old daughter, was very interested in making this a place for her to grow up and live. He's very interested in education and improving that system. I think it's interesting to note that he gave up his job at UNCA to make this bid, so he's very serious about it.
Is the 116th House District considered a safe district for the incumbent?
I think it's safe for the incumbent. It's a very conservative district. Representative Tim Moffitt has certainly done what he said he would do in the House. He served those folks. As he said in my interview with him, he has fought annexation, and that was a big issue. One of the issues that got him elected was the city's move to annex part of his district. He's essentially stopped involuntary annexation in North Carolina. So I think it's a tough battle for Mr. Turner, for sure.
What did Tim Moffitt say when he learned that what has been rumored for a while is now reality?
Well, it was an interesting comment. He thanked Mr. Turner for entering the race and said that he was glad that Mr. Turner's candidacy was now more public.
Did Brian Turner give any indication of how he will contrast his position on issues to those of Tim Moffitt?
Not a huge indication. In fact, and I think it's also interesting to note, he didn't mention Mr. Moffitt at all in my interview with him or in his prepared statement on his candidacy. I believe the closest he really got to talking about the Republicans or Mr. Moffitt was a comment that I think it was the winner take all attitude in Raleigh is something that doesn't serve this district well. So that's about as far as he went. I think you're going to see that change, though.
The filing period is months away. What's the significance of Turner announcing his candidacy this early?
The significance is this is going to be a tough race for Mr. Turner. He has got to get in right now. He has to start raising money. He has to develop name recognition. He's going to be known to some of the movers and shakers in Asheville, but to the general public, he does not have the name recognition that Mr. Moffitt does.
I talked to several people who have been involved in political campaigns around the state, and they told me that it's been recommended that Brian Turner raise between $450,000 and $1 million to run a campaign for the state house.
That's a very significant amount of money. In my take on it, I definitely think it's a six-figure campaign. I don't know if it'll reach $1 million, but it's going to be very expensive for both of them.
And the job pay is roughly $13,000 a year.
Yeah, not a big investment for not a lot of a paycheck.
On the other hand, Brian Turner, it sounds as if he's prepared for a serious campaign. It's my understanding he's hired a campaign manager out of Raleigh. So there's an early indication that this could be a very serious campaign.
I think it is. I think, and again, one of the biggest indications is he has walked away, given up a career, potentially a career at UNCA, a good job in this area, one that he was obviously very interested in, to become a candidate. So I think he knows that this is going to become a full-time job. It's going to be a tough race.
I talked to a couple of other people that said that if Brian Turner can put together a serious campaign, and that includes raising a lot of money, it may force Tim Moffitt to spend his money locally on his own race rather than spread money around to other Republicans. And that could have helped him or would help him if he decided that he really wants to be Speaker of the House, should Tom Tillis, the current speaker, win the party primary and challenge U.S. Senator Kay Hagan.
I think that's certainly something that Mr. Moffitt has to consider. It's important to note that he hasn't publicly said what his intentions are in Raleigh, but he is really a rising star in the Republican Party in the state House. And I think it's fair to assume that he would be a candidate, at least, for that. And if he does have to spend his money here, he's not going to have as much to spread around to other House members to help him with any other leadership bid. So that's a very interesting factor.
You mentioned annexation. Annexation was key to his victory a couple of years ago.
Right.
But is it likely that this election will be more about education?
I think that certainly the Democratic Party and Mr. Turner are going to very much try to make it about, and to some extent will make it about, education and the record of the General Assembly in the last couple of years. Moffitt is still going to be able to use annexation. To some extent, he can come in and say, look, I've stopped involuntary annexation in North Carolina. I did what I promised I would do for you. So voters are going to be thinking about how to reward him. But at the same time, the Democratic Party, Mr. Turner, they're going to have to focus in on what Republicans have done in education, in deregulation to some extent here. I don't know that there is a single issue for this campaign like there was with annexation.
You mentioned the 116th district is considered a safe seat for Republicans. However, Turner may prove to be a unique candidate. He's familiar with the local corporate players because of his family's corporation. He may prove to be able to raise lots of money. He has personal wealth, and the business that his family's been in is a patriotic business.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a strong candidate. He has got to develop some name recognition and raise money. And I think that's also why it's really important that he gets into the race right now. This campaign starts right now. It's got to go right now. But I think looking across the spectrum, he is the type of candidate the Democrats would want to field in this race.
John Ostendorf is a reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.